Okay, so the title of this year is Fun with Ladders. I was trying to come up with a catchy title, but I couldn't come up with anything, so Fun with Ladders just to me sounded like it was decent enough. What we're dealing with right now is the, sorry, okay. The next Mishnah that we're up to is source number one, the Mishnah on Chaf Bet Amud Bet. So the Mishnah says, two ladder cases, which is why this is Fun with Ladders. That's what we're going to be exploring today. Marchikin et asula min ha-shovach arba amot, kadeh shelo tikpot ha-nimiya, v'et ha-kotol min ha-mazchila dalanama, kadeh shehe zokef et asulam. So the Mishnah here is telling us two different things. Number one, if you have, my neighbor has a shovach, this dovecote, I have to distance my sulam from that arba amot, so that this animal, nimiya, whatever it is, the Rishonim have different fun little options as to what exactly this animal is, whatever this is, it's going to climb up the ladder and jump and it's going to get their thing. So I have to distance my ladder from that. That's case number one. And case number two, akotol min ha-mazchila dalanam kdei sheheh zokef et ha-sulam. My neighbor has, his wall has the mazchila on it, has this like gutter running. I have to distance my ladder from, I'm sorry, not distance my ladder. I can't put my wall too close because he needs to be able to put his ladder down. So I have to distance my wall so he can put his ladder down so he can access his gutter. That's the second case that we're going to be dealing with. The first one that we're going to talk about right now is the sulam min ha-shovach, and the second case is going to be the one that's the kotel min ha-mazchila. Okay, so source number two is that there's the Gemara, the Bavli on it, on this Mishnah, that's specifically addressing this scenario of the Mishnah. So the source number two, the Gemara says, Lema matin tzlok Rabbi Yossi. So we guess we should say that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, ha'amar zechavar betoch shalom, v'zenoteh betoch shalom. So because Rabbi Yossi is a classic, Rabbi Yossi, he says, it's on the Nizak to be marchik himself. I don't have to, I'm just going to do what I'm going to do. And if he doesn't want his birds to get eaten, so he should move his shovach. Shouldn't that be classic Rabbi Yossi? The Gemara says, no, afilu tem Rabbi Yossi. Hadamar Rav Ashi, ki avina bei Rav Kahana, hava amar modi Rabbi Yossi begir didei, hachanami zimni ba hadi demanach le, yadva bechor vekavtza. The Gemara says, okay, well, maybe actually this would be, Rabbi Yossi could agree with this. Rabbi Yossi we have already established, and this will be, God willing, next week we'll talk specifically about the concept of giri didei. Rabbi Yossi agrees in the case of Giri today, it's okay. You are chayev. He'll agree that in the case of Giri today, that the guy, the one who's mazik, has to distance. He has the responsibility for it. And this scenario, you could make an argument, this is Giri today, because as soon as he puts the ladder down, this animal's going to jump up and is going to get the birds, and it's going to be, as it's basically Giri today. That's what the Gemara here is suggesting. The Gemara says, what? Bahab Gramahu, but it's Grama. Amar Rav Tuvi Barman Nazar Demerit Grama Ben Nizakin Aser. God willing, we'll hear from Rabbi Tochiner about this concept of Grama Ben Nizakin or Nizikin. People pronounce it both ways, apparently. So only one of them apparently is the acceptable way. But okay, that God willing, we'll hear about in a couple more weeks about that. But okay, so this is the Gemara. So I want to first. Thank you to my chavruta, who is a very big Yerushalmi individual. So he encouraged us to take a look at the Yerushalmi. So hat tip to Idan for the Yerushalmi in general. It's a very interesting discussion. The way the Yerushalmi understands this Mishnah, that just talks about this Mishnah, is very different from the way the Bavli understands this Mishnah. So I want to look at that. So it's a very, very short Gemara on this Mishnah in the Yerushalmi. That's source number three. Marbi Lezar, Hada de Tamar Liamin, Avalismol, Zokef Miyad. So he says, okay, the whole thing here, when you can't put your sulam, well, I'm not going to say, whatever it is that we're doing here, it has to be, it's only a problem when it's to the right, but not when it's to the left. If it's to the left, Zokef Miyad, you can do it immediately. That's the way the Yerushalmi understands this. So what does that mean? So source number four, the Mara Panim, the Hadad the Tamar Liamin, but Masha Mechalek Hai Talmuda, Baze, Yesh the Farso. What is the difference, right and left? The Liamin Ka'amar Pirisho La Alter, who Kamo Devarha Miyuman Mizuman Miyad, Miyadhu, Vidugmato, Timsa, Lakaman Besof Aperik. So we're going to say, Yamin doesn't mean right, it means like immediate, Miyuman, it's ready to happen, it's about to happen. Kalomar Shitzarichshi Stom La Alter, that's later on. V'smol hu hipu chadavar. It's the opposite. Left is she'eno mezuman mi. It's not going to happen. V'avi ke'ein demrin and hatam dezimnin diyad v'bechura v'hadi demanachle kafta v'hachi havi giri delay. He's saying this essentially, when it's saying to the right, it means when you put the ladder down, the animal's going to jump up and get there. You put it on the left, it doesn't mean left or right, it means you put it in a way where it's not immediately going to happen, so that's fine. In other words, what the Maariv Panim is doing in source number 4, I think he's basically trying to say that the Bavli and Yerushalmi are both saying the same thing. The outcome of the Bavli had been... Yes, yeah. The outcome of the Bavli had been that our Mishnah... Rabbi Yossi would agree with it because it's Giri Delay. And what the Maariv Panim is saying is also the Rabbi Elazar is saying the same thing. It's a problem when it's to the right, aka when it is a case of Giri Delay. But if it's not, then it should be fine. So that's the way the Maariv Panim understands it. Hat tip again to Chaim Metzger for source number 5, Mechal Hamayim, which is the Aruch HaShulchan. He says something similar to this, but I think he describes it. It's the same basic, I think, concept. He just lays it out slightly differently. This is source number 5. Hadad de Tamar liyamin. Ula yesh lamar. Maybe you could say, liyamin mikri keneged hapetach shel hashovach. Right and left. Right doesn't mean miyuman, and left means just not miyuman. Right means it's facing the entrance of the shovach. Sheha kofa, sheha... It's going to be able to jump right in and grab all the birds. And to the left means it's not connected the door, the entrance to the shovach. It's, you know, off to the side a little bit, or it's behind it. I don't know. So when the nimiya jumps, it's going to not jump directly in to grab the birds. It's going to be sort of hitting the side of it or something. It's not going to be as direct. Which again, I think you could say would be also okay. This is if it's jumping right into the. Right into the door, then that would be Giri Delay, and if it's not, then it wouldn't be. He doesn't use the language of connecting it to Giri Delay, but I think you could very easily make the connection that he's basically saying the same thing that the Maariv Panim was saying. He's just presenting it in a different way. Left and right doesn't mean miyuman and not miyuman. It just means into the shovach or going to hit the back of the shovach. Something that the Pnei Moshe offers... a different understanding of this. When I first read it, I thought it was, Idan and I both thought this was somewhat comical. I say that in the most respectful way possible. But he says, here in Pnei Moshe, in source number 6, Gemara hadad de tamer de marchkin et asulam min ha-shovach, ve'af al gav de kaimulan al nizak lechik et atzmo, davka b'yamin ha-shovach, the time that he has to really distance, that's when it's to the right, t'tzarich lechik mishum, t'havik a giri delay. That's giri delay. Everyone agrees to that. If it's to the right of the shovach, so the animal is going to be jumping to his left. It's to the right of the shovach. I mean, jumping to his left, that's miyuman yoter, that he's going to be jumping there. It's not going to be able to make that jump. So if it's to the right, it's going to be giri delay. If it's to the left, it's not going to be giri delay because the animal's going to jump more to one side than the other side, which at first was sort of a funny thing. Happens to be, in source number 7, this is a study from 1995, that apparently whales and apparently all vertebrates have handedness. They are right-handed or left-handed or right-flippered or left-flippered. And this specific case about humpback whales in source number 7 is that when the humpback whales would skim the floor of the ocean to get whatever thing they're getting, they seem to have, it says they have like abrasions on the right side of their jaws that they were skimming the bottom and they were always turning to the right or slant, their body was tilted, so they're scratching one side of their body. So maybe you would say the Nemiah is also like, it's a vertebrate, whatever it is, it's a vertebrate, and it has a preferred side. And so it's going to be more likely that if it's going to jump and hunt for something, it's going to jump in one direction, the other direction. So what it first seemed like was a very strange idea, maybe actually there could be some basis in biology that this actually is, the Nemiah has a preference for how it jumps. It says that most of these whales were flippered towards the right. You could say that most Nemiyot are left-handed or something. It doesn't have to be such a crazy idea, I guess. One last piece on the Yerushalmi is the Ridbaz in source number 8. He's going to take this in a totally different way. The way I said I tried intentionally for when I was describing what the reality of the Yerushalmi was, I tried intentionally to be vague, because whereas Maariv Panim and the Aruch HaShulchan and Pnei Moshe they're all saying that this case is talking about the Sulam min HaShovach because of the Nimiya. The Ribaz says it's not talking about that case. Source number 8, the bottom of page 1, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Hadad the Tamer Le'amin of Alismol Zokef Miyad, Perish, Dikai Ala Kotal Mina Mazchila. He says it's not talking about the Nimiya case. It's not talking about the right and left. It's nothing to do with this. Really, what it's talking about, Kedeshi is Zokef the Sulam Mashma, De'ein Lo Rashut Shiyamura Sulam Sham Bikviut. That what we're saying is that he can't just leave his ladder in his friend's yard. And we're going to talk more about this ladder case in a little bit. But he says you can't just bring your ladder and leave it there. You'd have to bring it out every time. Then you'd have to remove it, right? This is not your yard. You can leave whatever you want. You can bring the ladder, set it up, do your repairs on their gutter, and then go down and remove the ladder. So that's hadad de tamar biyamin hachatzer. That's only when it's in the right of the chatzer. That is to say, shu kol ikar haknisa v'yitziyah bechatzer. It's on the. That's the way that you enter and leave the chatzer. To the right means it's a place that is the very active. There's a lot of activity going on over there. And okay, so my neighbor can't build a wall right there, but he still be able to do whatever he wants there. And so I can't leave my ladder there permanently if this is a high traffic, a busy area. Aval im he b'smol hachatzer, b'tzelamar tihi b'chatzer min hatzad, yesh lo reshut liskof miyad, shiyamod asulam b'kfiyot. And he says, if it's to the small, what Rabbi Elazar is saying is that if it's to the small, aka you're going to put the ladder and leave the ladder in a place where it's on the side of the yard, it's not going to be interfering with anything, it's just going to sit there, so then there's no problem whatsoever with leaving it there long term. But if it were in a high population, high traffic area, then you would not be able to leave it there for the long term. You could only put it there and take it down. We're going to talk about the Mazchila case later on. I don't know. I didn't see anyone who brought this up in any way, lahalacha. No, I didn't see anyone talk about how long you're leaving the ladder there, bichlal. But it's interesting that he's entertaining this idea that if it's really going to interfere, even if I have absolute rights to put this mazchila up, if it's going to interfere with regular everyday activity that my neighbor is going to try to do over there, then I can't leave it there permanently. But if it's going to not interfere at all, it's off to the side, no one's going to notice, no one's going to care. So then it seems that it shouldn't be a problem. You could, according to the Ribaz, you can leave it there permanently. Right. That's just a little look at the Rishalmi and some of the comments on the Rishalmi. Any thoughts, questions on that? Thoughts on that before moving on to the rest of this. All right, so Rashi, source number 9, Rashi introduces something that's not in the Mishnah that will come up several times now. So Marchin et Sulam min haShovach. So the way Rashi describes the Mishnah is you have to distance your sulam from the shovach, which sounds like there are two things that are in play. There's a shovach and there's a sulam, and my yard and his yard. So Rashi says it's a little more than that. Im yesh laze shovach b'chatzero samach lekotel shebein shtei chatzerot. There's actually, Rashi says, no, there's a third thing. There's a wall here. There's a shovach in my neighbor. There's a wall between us, and now I want to put up my sulam. I want to put up my ladder. V'chavero ba la'amid sulam b'chatzero etz lekotel yachikenu mina shovach arba amot. So because there's a wall here in the middle, I have to distance from the shovach for amot, but there is a wall here in the middle. Rashi's introduced this wall, which is going to come up in a little bit. The tour, well, we'll come right now, actually. Tour in source number 10. Hayal chaveris shovach samuch lekotel hamafzik b'nehem. His shovach is close to the kotel that's between us. Uvazel amid sham sulam, and now I want to go put up my sulam. Tzarich le'archik min hakotel. Shiyet b'no uvein hakotel avir dalet amot, kedei shelot tikpot nemiya me'asulam le'shovach. The tour says that I have to distance from the kotel, from the wall. Shehei beino uvein hakotel avir dalet amot. There has to be a distance of 4 amot between the sulam and the kotel. Kedei shelo tikpatz nemiya me'asulam le'shovach. In order to prevent the nemiya getting from the sulam to the shovach. So here, the tour is mentioning that the Mishnah hadn't said tzarich l'archik min hakotel. The Mishnah had said tzarich l'harchik min ha-shovach. But here he's saying that's not really the shovach. You're really actually talking about the sulam. We're going to see the Prisha and the Bach in sources number 11 and 12 are going to unpack and sort of analyze what the tour means by this idea. So look at the Prisha first in source number 11. So Zayala Chaver Shovach Chule Mishnah Sham Daf Chaf Bet Marchina Tzula Mina Shovach Dalad Amo Kadesh Shelo Tikpotz Nemiyad Kamashno Pirshu Ran. So the Ran explains Kolmar Kotel Hamafzik Ben Shnei Chatzer Duval Chatzer Echad Yeshlo Shovach Samach LeKotel Hamafzik Baal Chatzer Acheret. I'm sorry, Hamafzik Baal Chatzer Acheret Lo Yismoch Sulam Lato Kotel Im Lo Yarchik Mishovach Chaver Dalad Amo. So I can't, there's the wall here. Lo yismoch sulam lo to kotel, the wall, I can't put my ladder near the wall if I'm not distanced from the shovach, a distance of 4 amot, so that the animal can't jump. Misham, shalotipots nemiya, humin chaya, misham, vetochal yoni, madkan lashno. Val devarzeh, al devarzeh, pirish rashi sham. Rashi has the same idea here. Midikatav haran, midikatav haran, lo yismoch sulam lato kotel, im lo yorchik me'ashovach v'chule. Mashma, the implication here, is that, disvirle, de she yarchik me'ashovach dalat amot, mutar lismoch asulam bato kotel atma. He's saying the Ran's whole point was that I can't be near the kotel if there's not 4 amot between the sulam and the shovach. But if there is a distance of 4 amot between the sulam and the shovach, then I can put it anywhere, even adjacent to the wall. So if the shovach is over here, the wall is in between, and I just move I move all the way over here from my sulam, and there's a wall running the whole way. I'm right next to the wall, but I'm not anywhere near the shovach. That should be okay. V'hainu tama, after the underline. The priest was saying, look, but in reality, if the ladder is right next to the wall, and it's 10 feet, 20 meters, I don't know, from where my sulam is to the shovach, but it can walk along the wall, and the nemiyah can still eat these birds. So he says, mikol makom, lo mechashev giri delay, kozman she'ena yechola likpots bekfitza achat me'asulam le'ashovach. Says this is not gear delay. We'll talk more about gear delay, God willing, next time. But he's saying here is that this can't be considered gear delay because there's going to be it's not a one act. The animal's going to climb up the sulam and then have to walk along the wall, and then after it walks along, then it's going to be able to get to the shovach. Since it's so delayed there, it doesn't make a difference. What I'm doing is not directly connected. It's not gear delay anymore. I can't say that this is my fault. No, it's now walking along the wall. It's not on me anymore. It's on the nizak that if he wants to avoid this, it's on him to do it. Kol zman she'ena yochel likpotz bekvitza achat, he says, me'asum l'shovach. V'chen mash masham l'shon ha'mishna hanal. V'gam mash mu'ud ha'gemara de'kamar al zeh, de'ita namik rabbi yos, mishum de'yesh l'achshosh behadi de'kamanach ha'sulam ha'v'yasham v'kavta l'shovach. And he says, that's also what the implication of the Gemara is too. The Gemara had said this whole thing, that he's going to put the ladder down, that's going to jump right up and get there. So yeah, that would be giri delay, when my action is going to be leading directly to the animal jumping and grabbing these birds. But in the reality, where it has to walk along the wall, it's not able to jump, it's not going straight from my ladder to the shovach, it's just walking along the wall, that's not on me anymore. That's not giri delay. So Rabbi Yossi would not have a problem with that. That's the run. Aval milashon Rabbeinu shekadav shetzarich lachik asula me'akotel shebeina uveina kotel dalad amot avir v'chule. But that's the run. The Torah doesn't say that. The Torah says you have to be distanced from the kotel. So that means this muchach desfirle dim yuchal nemiyal likpotz me'asulam ala kotel umisham yecholal likpotz le'ashovach gam ken asur lahamida av she'ena yecholal likpotz bepam achad me'asulam le'ashovach gonchu rachuk bimenu dalad amot. He says, That's not what the Torah believes. The Torah believes, as long as there's a straight line, the Nemiyah is climbing up my ladder, walking along the wall, jumping into the Shovach, that's still giri delay, it's still on me. Rabbi Yossi would still say it's on the Mazik has distance, it's the Mazik's fault here. And that's a big distinction, the Prisha is saying, about how you understand, how you define giri delay between the Ran and the Torah as to where you, can you put your ladder next to a wall, provided that you're far enough away from the shovach, right? So that's the way the Prisha presents this. The Bach, source number 12, is going to go in a different, something slightly different. So it says, Hayachaver shovach v'chulei tzarich l'archik min hakotel. Tema, the Mishnah shanimu marchikin et asula min hashovach. Dalat Amot, Kadesh Lo Tikpotz Nemias. The Torah had said distance from the wall. He says, I don't understand. The Mishnah says you have the distance from the Shovach. Alma, Golecha Deika, Dalat Amot Measulam Leshovach, Afilu Leka Dalat Amot Measulam Lekotel, Shapir Dami. As long as there's four Amot between the Sulam and the Shovach, that's all I need. That's what the implication is. It doesn't matter how close it is to the wall. V'hachi mash melehedya b'gemar demoki la k'irabi yosi demo debegiri dilei. V'hachi nami zimnin debahadi demanach lei l'sulam kaftza l'shovach. V'chein katav ha-Rambam. V'chein pesach v'shulchan aruch. V'nira derabenu svira lei detana demetznitin milta depsika nakat. De zimnin deakoto namu falo matzi kaftza meakoto l'shovach. Ela misulam l'shovach. He says, the way he's explaining this, he says, the way the tour, I guess, the way the tour must have understood the Mishnah, I don't think the preacher really didn't address how he read this into the Mishnah necessarily, but the Bach is saying, the way the tour must have read the Mishnah is that he was talking like in an absolute, like, milta de psika, this absolute sort of reality, the Zimnin Jakotel, in all cases, assuming that the wall isn't so high up. So then, of course, you have the distance between the Sulam and the Shovach. Because if the wall's not so high, then the wall's not going to be a relevant factor. V'lo matzi kafza me'akotel l'shovach. El misulam l'shovach. Aval vadayim im hakotel gavua kamo shovach. If the wall was as high as the shovach, t'kafza misulam l'kotel mikotel l'shovach. It could really jump from one to the other. L'achi ba'inan dalan al misulam l'kotel hecha de gavua kamo shovach. That certainly you're going to have to distance. So he's sort of explaining, I think basically this a similar idea, but just sort of explaining how the tour is understanding the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is just assuming there's no wall, or the wall isn't high enough to be really a player in this equation. But obviously, if it was big enough, then it certainly, the tour would say, everyone should agree that the Mishnah would have a problem with it if the Kotel could be a player here in this problem, in this scenario. We'll skip the Nemuke Yosef, source number 13, but source number 14, Halacha Lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch says, Marchakinu to Shovach mina Chavero, Sulam mina Shovach shal Chavero arba Amot, Kedei shelo tikpotz nimiya. So you have to distance from the Shovach so the animal can't jump. Bet Shemineach Sulam v'talil l'Shovach v'tochal togozlo because it's going to jump and grab it. I regretfully didn't put the Sma here, but I'll just tell, not the Sma, Netivot HaMishpat. It's not on the source sheet, but I have it here in my notes. It's not on the source sheet, but the Divan HaMishpat just points out that if there's a kotel in the middle, that's subject to a machloket rishonim. So he just points out that he says who machloket a poskim if there's a wall there. So he acknowledges that the Shulchan Aruch isn't necessarily weighing in on this. It says, okay, you know, see the Bach and the Prisha and all this conversation as to whether a wall there makes a difference or not. But that's that. So that's the first half of the Mishnah, when I have to be marchik my sulam from my neighbor's shovach, whether there's a wall in the middle, and the way the Rishalmi understood that, giri delay, etc. Any questions or thoughts on that before we move on to... I just realized my computer has been muted. I don't know if anyone on the computer, online, on Zoom, has wanted to say anything, but if you want, you can say something. You can jump in right now, because I unmuted my computer. But it sounds like nothing. Okay, any other thoughts before we move on to the more maybe contentious issue of kotel, distancing the kotel from the mazchila? Okay, so source number 15. I'm moving to the second part of the Mishnah. Again, the Mishnah had said in source number 1, the Mishnah had said that you have to distance the kotel mina mazchila dalat amot kadesh shehe zokefet asulam in order for my neighbor to be able to put up his ladder. So I can't put my kotel within 4 amot of his mazchila because he has to be able to put up his ladder there. So the Ramban in source number 15, it's 9, he says, et ha kotel min mazchila v'chule kedei she yezokef to sulam. He says, v'yesh le'dakdek, heich yizkof sulam b'chatziro shel zeh. What gave my neighbor the right to put his ladder in my reshut? Right? The whole idea here is that I can't put a wall on my property because I have to be concerned because my neighbor has a right to put his ladder over there so he can access his mazchila. So the Ramban says, what gives him the right to do that? Yeah, sulam sulam. Even if you say they were brothers, they had joint property, they split it, but still they don't have rights to put ladders in other people's in the other brother's property once they split. So it says, v'yesh the parsha be'achin shechalku v'natal ze bayit v'alu bedamim mishum mazchila enu yachol livnot sham kotel shenimtza kemocha ala mazchila shim mitkansin sham surot nimtza tzarich la mazchila acheret v'harei amunat ken chalku K'damrinan yesh lo ba'al kerem dalat amot b'sadeh ha'levan, sh'almenat ken chalku. So he says that must have been that there was an agreement among the brothers that they were going to say, okay, you'll take the aliyah, you'll take this area of the mazchila, and implicit, or maybe even explicit, or I think actually he's thinking implicit, in this agreement that they're making, that they're going to split this, he's giving him the rights on it. He's paying for them. The Baal HaMazchila has the rights now to put his ladder up, because the Mazchila is basically useless if you don't have the ability to clean it out, because debris is going to fall inside, it's going to get clogged up, it's going to be useless. So because of how important maintenance is for the Mazchila, the Baal HaMazchila acquires the rights in some way. Amanat ken chalku. They divided it up on condition that the Baal HaMazchila would still have rights to do this, to put his ladder there so he can clear out the Mazchila. That's the way the Ramban understands it. Tosfot in source number 16, I think, is saying something somewhat similar, but I think we'll see later on actually different. Kedei she zokefet ha-sulam. The reality is keshe machar v'natan lo zikifat ha-sulam b'chatzero ayri. The case here that we're dealing with is that I, the neighbor who's the innocent neighbor, wants to build a wall, I am not allowed, or I sold him, he bought from me the rights to be able to put his sulam in my chatzer. The kamash malan to buy arba amot. And the Mishnah is trying to tell us that if we make this agreement, that my neighbor has his mazchila and he says, Jared, I'd like to buy from you rights so I can put up my ladder, so the stam shear that area is going to be is dalat amot. And that's the way Tosfot understands this, but what would seem to be is that there's nothing unique about the mazchila here. It's just that he chose to buy the rights to it. He feels like it's important for him to have the rights to be able to ascend his ladder, clean out the gutter, clean out the mazchila. So he buys the rights to it, and the Mishnah is just telling us how much space does it take up for amot. It doesn't have to necessarily be, though, I think here, uniquely a din of something unique about the mazchila per se. Rambam, in source number 17, though, is going to say something different. And the way he's explained by others is going to take it to understand that there's something specially unique about the mazchila. All Rambam says in source number 17. He says, Marchina da kotel min mazchila shel chaver arba amot, kidei shehei makom lebala mazchila, liskop sulam leteken mazchila shelo, ho'il v'hichzikba. So I have the rights, the Baal HaMazchila has the rights to prevent me from putting up a wall here, because the Baal HaMazchila needs to be able to put his ladder to fix his gutter, fix the Mazchila. Ho'il v'hichzikba, because he was machzik in it. So what does that mean? So one way, source number 18, the way Hakom Emoniot, if I understand what he's saying correctly, the way Hakom Emoniot is saying, he says, but Rambam is basically saying the same thing as Tosfot had said. It says, v'shemachar onatan lo zkifat sulam b'chatzero ayri, k'mash lamanitin debay dalet amot Tosfot. I think what he's trying to say here is that Rambam is saying, what does it mean, v'hichzikba? It means that he bought it. Okay, he got it, and that's what the Mishnah is saying. He bought it. The rights, the distance that you buy it is you get four amot. So that's what it is. I think that's what he's doing here. Source number 18 is connecting the Rambam and Tosfot. The Magid Mishnah, source number 19, is saying something very different, though. He says Marchikin et kotel mina sula mina maschila. Adul v'hichzik ba sham Mishnah. This is the Mishnah. Mimashikatav ha-machaber huil v'hichzik ba. So that which Rambam says, he just says huil v'hichzik ba. Nira, it seems, shekevan shehichzik b'mazchila, nikne lo makom chavero shetzerich l'archik arba amot kedei shiuchal liskof asulam. I think what the Magid Mishnah is saying is that once he has a chazaka, once he's machzik in the mazchila, so he's nikne lo, sort of like automatically with it comes, the chazaka that he has in the mazchila comes with it a chazaka on the land in my neighbor's property, so he can't now, the neighbor can't put a wall within the four amot of the mazchila. I'll skip two lines. Umikomakom, sort of the four lines down, middle of the line. Umikomakom, chalku alav ve'amru. So people don't like this idea of Rambam. They say didavka b'shehichzik shalosh shanim letaken amazchila shelo derech hatzur shachavero inami b'madne b'feirush mitoch kach tzurich l'archik kotlo misham arba amot. They say, no, really what the issue is here is that he had a chazaka, not only, but the idea is that it's a chazaka on the mazchila, but also chazaka on the tikkun of the mazchila. The fact that he's, either he's had 3 years worth of, or Chazakah's worth of repairing the in this region, in my neighbor's property, putting the ladder up and using that, or that there was a, there was a Tanai, that they divided it on condition that the Baal HaMazchila would have this. But to say simply, aval, the machzik b'mazchila, afilu kama, eino muchzak l'takana mitzar chatziro shalzeh. But he's saying, the idea of saying that since I have the chazaka on the mazchila, automatically I get the area to access it, he says that doesn't exist. He says that there's no way. Eino muchzak l'takana mitzar chatziro shalzeh, shelo huchzak el shvichat meimav. Because the idea of a chazaka for mazchila is that the mazchila is over here and the water is pouring into my neighbor's yard. So if it's been long enough that the water's been pouring into the neighbor's yard, so then we'll just, okay, so then there, I have a chazaka that he can't force the water to move to a different location, to say you can't pour water in my yard, whatever. But the chazaka has to do with the water that's coming from the mazchila into my neighbor's yard. That's what the chazaka is. That's, ela l'shvichat meimav. Eval l'takana, v'lizkof mitzal chetzeros shazet, tesulam lo. He says, but the chazaka never extends to something beyond that. The chazaka for an mazchila is about the mazchila's existence and the impact that the water of the mazchila has on the neighbor's property. But to say that because I have a chazaka on the mazchila, that automatically extends to now me having a chazaka on being able to clean the mazchila, to fix the mazchila, that doesn't exist. He says, Elu Divrei Rash, Divreihem, Elu Divreihem Virashba, so, this is what the people who challenge it, and this happens to be the words of the Rashba. If you skip source number 20, you look at source number 21, this is what the Rashba's point is. Zadatana kotel mina mazchila kadei shehe zokefet asulam. Davka b'shehichzik gimel shanim letakena mazchila shelo der chatzero shazeh inami b'anam b'feirish. The only way this works is davka if you had a chazak of 3 years of putting the ladder there and climbing up and cleaning the gutter out, or there was a tenai from the beginning that this would be okay. The Kamash Malash is Rich Lachi Kotlo Misham Arba Amot. Aval, Hamachzik b'mazchila, afilu shaloshanim, but if all you have is a chazaka on the mazchila for 3 years, Eino muchzak b'kach l'takana mitzal chatzero shalzeh, you don't get, because you have a chazaka on the mazchila, but you haven't done anything else, you just have a chazaka on the mazchila, that's not enough to say that you can now start putting up your ladder in your neighbor's yard and climbing up and using that space. Because the chazaka on the mazchila is only for the water coming down the gutter.
Even
though it sounds like Rambam, it is what Rambam says, because Rambam says, it seems like you have a chazaka on the mazchila, so you get everything that goes along with it. It says, it doesn't make sense. It can't be that you have a chazak on the mazchila, it totally goes, and you automatically have it. But there are, if you go jump back to the Magid Mishnah in source number 19, on the third to last line, the Magid Mishnah does acknowledge that even though the Rashba had said, there's no way, if you have a chazak on the mazchila, that doesn't mean anything for anything else. Chazak on the mazchila means that I can't, shift the water anywhere. It's only about the water of the mazchila. It has no bearing on my ability to put a ladder up. So that's what the Rashba initially said. But it's, the Magid Mishnah says, V'Rashba katav b'sof yamav shadin kidivrei rabbeinu. We actually retracted, apparently the Rashba retracted, and that's the second paragraph of the Rashba back in source number 21. Well, we'll read it in the Megan Mishnah right now. So, Rashba katav v'sof yamav, the Rashba ended up retracting his opinion. Shadin kivei Rabbeinu, he actually says, no, it's actually like what Rambam says. D'mazchila chazaka le'atma l'chol tikuna. That in fact, when you get a chazaka on the mazchila, you have a chazaka on everything about the mazchila. Including the water, but including also the maintenance of it. Di lo mitakin la gam hi ena mikalachet vechazkat mayim ein kan. If you don't fix it, it's not gonna. The water's not gonna flow. You're gonna lose the water that's coming in. And he has the chazaka. He has the rights to have the water where they are in order to allow the water to flow, which is what the chazaka is on. We have to say that he also has the chazaka on anything that it takes in order to keep the water flowing, cleaning out the mazchila. And that's what the Rashba himself says in source number 21. The second paragraph, after he just said he doesn't like what Rambam says, he says, "Venirinli divrei Rambam." He says, "Actually, I agree with it." D'mazchila chazaka le'atzma l'chol tikuneha di'im lo metakin la gam hi ena mekalecha v'cheska namayim enkan. And he compares this to a window, but his point is that the Rashba ends up saying, actually, you know what? In retrospect, if you have a chazaka on the mazchila, so the chazaka on the mazchila will extend beyond that. So what he's saying here, and it sounds like the way we're understanding the Rashba's explanation, understanding of what the Rambam is saying, the Magen Mishnah's understanding of what the Rambam is saying, the idea is that when I put up my mazchila, there, and I get a chazak on the mazchila, it's more than just on the mazchila, but we extend the chazak on the mazchila to not only the mazchila, but everything that is part of the functioning of the mazchila, the water and beyond.
This is usual, right? You know, it's like you got it. Okay? You know you got to clean out your gutters. If you don't clean out your gutters, they won't work.
Right, and since my neighbor has a chazaka on the water flow, he has the rights to have the water continue to go. So it's, I almost want to say it's in, I don't know if it's in his best interest or like part of the chazaka of him getting the water is that I can allow him the water to, like, I'm just continuing what was already happening. So allowing me to put my ladder here allows the water to continue to flow, and so it's all part of the same piece here. Yeah. Yeah, that's the way he's getting it. So we skipped the Ramban in source number 20. The Ramban, this is a continuation of the Ramban from source number 15. I just broke him up so that we could see the Rambam before we saw the Ramban not like the Rambam, but in source number 20, the Ramban says, "V'rav Moshe Zal Amar Hoil v'Hichzik b'Mazchila Yesh Lo Tzakana," like they come together. He's saying that they really have to be two different things. One is a chazaka on the mazchila, and the other is a chazaka on the usage of the ladder to work on the mazchila. And those are two separate things, and you have to have both of them. Source number 22 is the Yad Ramah, and at the risk of drawing out my chavruta's anger, I want to read it together, and I want to tell you how I'm understanding what he's saying. Anyone except for me, Idan, is welcome to say what they think about what the Yad Ramah is actually communicating here. Idan, you're also allowed to say something if you feel like it's necessary. So the Yad Ramah, source number 22. Okay. That's the Mishnah. So my neighbor, the Baal HaMazchila can force his neighbor not to put his wall within four amot, so that the Baal HaMazchila can put his ladder up to fix the Mazchila. Since he was Machzik in the Mazchila, Zachale ba'arba amot hasmuchot la leha milta. He gets, because he was getting the mazchila, he also comes with it is the rights to the four amot in that region. The dav kehecha zahavale the baal hamazchila zechuta b'anpa achrina b'makom asamuch lekotel mazchila me'abrai l'mea lahatam. Afilu kama deshakil kara umanach kara. This is only in a case that he has the rights to those four amot to put his ladder there, when he has a way from another way, the way I understand this, that he has a way to access that region. That he lamei alahatam, that the Baal HaMazchila has permission, has a way to enter into his neighbor's field to get to those four amot to then ascend the ladder to fix his gutters. Even if it's a small type of permission away, the shakulkara, manafkara, he can sort of just walk in the area, lift a foot, put down a foot. I'm not sure 100% about that. De avogav de shar dal ramen smachot lekotel chavrei ninhu. Even though the rest of this area is really his neighbors, kevan de idle lebal lamazchila derech lemeil lahatam letikuna lamazchila machmat zechuta demeikara. Since the Baal HaMazchila has a way to enter into that, to this neighbor's property, because of a previous rights that he has. Once he has a chazak on the mazchila, because he has a way to get in, once he has a chazak on the mazchila, he also gets the four amot to put up his ladder. That he can force them to be open so that he can put his ladder there. But all the rights here are only insofar as putting things down, but it's not that he can put a wall there. So how could this ever happen? The way I understood at least the first Mishkachala is that he is getting it from Karkol, he's acquiring it from Hefker. And that he acquires it, I'm the Baal HaMazchila, I have my property over here, and then I have my neighbor is the Karka Ola, it's Hefker, so I can walk into it, I can go into it, I can put my ladder there, I can put my ladder there, do I put my ladder there? I can put my ladder there, I'm going up the ladder, I'm going down the ladder, I'm fixing my Mazchila, I'm fixing the gutter, and it's still an ownerless property. And then, I guess, then my neighbor acquires it. But I've already now, at this point, had my rights in this area, so that's why, once I get a chazaka on my mazchila, I also get a chazaka on the dalet avot to put my sulam there, because I already have permission to be able to access the furamot, to access my sulam. And that's just like that's an option. But the reality is, this would be the case for any time. Whatever the reality you can come up with that would allow the Baal HaMazchila to walk into his neighbor's property to access the sulam, that would work also. He just gives you what he thinks it could be. Okay. Ava. But if all he is he's required the mazchila, that doesn't give him the right to automatically to walk in to use the sulam. If all he does is he acquires the mazchila, it doesn't go beyond that. If he just gets the mazchila, it's just the mazchila. He doesn't have the rights to walk into there, to go up the ladder. He doesn't have any of the look, anything that, everything that we had before. Mela, batalei tamad is kivat sulam. Vi'i, bai l'tikuna l'mazchila, mehach gisa d'nafshehu d'mitakin la. So he has the mazchila, and everybody will agree he has the rights to the mazchila. Wonderful, beautiful. But because he doesn't have anything else, he doesn't have any way of entering into the yard, accessing the four amot where he can put his sulam, he doesn't even get the sulam. Because he has no way of accessing it. So it's pointless, so it's batilay, it's as if it doesn't exist anymore. And so if he wants to fix up the mazchila, he's got to find another way to do it. Because in order to be able to put your ladder up, you need two things. The way I'm understanding the Yad Ramai, saying number one, of course you need the chazak on the mazchila. But unlike what we've seen with the Rambam, unlike the idea that once you get the mazchila, it generates a chazaka on repairing it, I think the Yad Ramah is saying, no, you don't. It doesn't automatically generate that. You need an additional thing. You need permission to enter into that land. You need permission to go around there. That'll get you access to your ladder, and then you can go up the ladder. But you don't automatically get, unlike what Rambam says, you don't automatically get from your chazak on the mazchila anything else. In order to really for this to work, there has to be a chazak on the mazchila plus permission to walk into the yard, a way to walk into the yard to access your sulam. That's the way I'm understanding the Yad Ramah here, and that he's adding additional piece to this, or additional layer that's required, that it's not enough. The Rambam is there, it's like a package deal. Like, you get the mazchila, and you get everything that comes with it, the way Rabbi Tzurchinera described it, like the regular maintenance of it. So I think the Yad Ramah is saying it doesn't work like that. You only get the chazaka on the mazchila, and I mean, he presents it, I don't know enough about the construction of mazchilot, he presents it that it's very possible, if you need to fix it, that you can go, mihach gisa d'nafshehu d'mitakon la. You could actually get it from your side. You really need to do maintenance. You could do maintenance without having to use your friend's property. So you do it on your own property. It's going to be maybe more annoying, but you don't have the right to just walk in there. And I don't know if this is just a distinction between what Rambam believes and what the Yad Ramah thinks what's possible, how you can actually fix up a mazchila that Rambam thinks it's totally, the only way to fix it is by putting a ladder on the outside, and the Yad Ramah thinks, no, you could put a ladder on the inside, it's just more annoying. I don't know if that's what generates the machloket between the two, but the Yad Ramah believes that it's not a package deal. Mazchila is on its own. You need other things in order to be able to still access that mazchila to do the repairs over there. So that's the Yad Ramah's point. The Beit Yosef at source number 23. He puts a lot of this together, but he doesn't. I didn't see anyone actually picking up the Yad Ramah's point anywhere. But here's the Beit Yosef in source number 23. So he quotes the tour, and he says, "Gamze Mishnah Sham Marchigin Tosula Mina Shovach V'Tekotam Mina Matzchila Shechaver Dalat Amot Kedesh Sheizu Kefet Asulam." He says, "This is the Mishnah, right?" V'Chatav Rambam Beperek Tet Mihalchot Shcheinim U'Marchigin Etakotam Mina Matzchila Dalat Amot Kedesh Shehei Makom LeBal HaMatzchila Liskov Sulam LeTaken Matzchila Shelo Huil VeHechzik Ba. So he quotes Rambam in full. Right, which is not much, but he says, "Hoil v'hechzikba." He has the rights to go up and fix it because he hechzikba. Pirish nimuke Yosef, devarav kapirish ri. So he's presenting the nimuke Yosef, who's quoting. He's putting this like the ri. So I neglected to put the nimuke Yosef himself inside here, but I'll just tell you right now. If you open it up, I did not see, unless I'm missing something in my Gemara, I did not see that. The Nimuke Yosef explicitly says that Rambam is like the Ri. So it's an interesting little piece that I think the Beit Yosef is adding, that he's trying to equate the two. But this, what he's saying over here, is this is true to what the Nimuke Yosef says. The Nimuke Yosef says, "Dehachma yaskinan, bishilakacha mazkila stama, o hichzikba." So if you acquired it stam, or you were a hichzikba, hichzikgam be'arba amot bechatzer ha-mocher hazeh, l'zgivat sulam k'she yirtze la'alot v'lin kod ha-mazkila me'afar, Hayared im ha-matar me'agag, de'balav ha'chi lo yu'il lo ha-matzchila l'klum. Zeh da'at Rambam. He says, the Rambam point is that once you acquire, however you get the chazaka, once you acquire the matzchila, automatically within that you have the rights for the regular maintenance of it to make sure that it continues to work. Af al pi she'acherim pirshu, shelo hichzik klal b'chatzer kniyat ha-mizchila, even though, so I think what the Beit Yosef is trying to do here, when he says that he's comparing, that the Nemuka Yosef is equating Rambam with the Ri, or that Nemuka Yosef is comparing it like the Ri, and then Nemuka Yosef is saying this. So I'm going to skip what I just said, the words that I just said. We'll just delete those. Forget what I just said. Okay, so he quotes the Rambam. Even though there are people who say that he actually doesn't acquire anything of the land itself. That's the entire quote of the Mikha Yosef. He quotes the Rambam, and he quotes the Ramban also, that says that there was an agreement here to work it out. Ve'rav ha-magid katav, so the Magid Mishnah says, Mimashi katav ha-machaber ha-ohil v'hichzik ba, nira, shekevan shi-hichzik b'matzchila, nikne lo makom chavero she-tzarich l'archik da'at amot, k'dei shi-yuchal lizkof et ha-sulam. And he says, this is what the Magid Mishnah is saying, what we've seen before, the Magid Mishnah was saying, in conclusion, that what Rambam believes is that once you're machzik in the matzchila, everything comes with it, and you have a right to put your ladder down to be able to set it up. That's the Beit Yosef quotes. The final word on that is in the Magid Mishnah. The source number 24 in the Shulchan Aruch itself. Shulchan Aruch rules, Marchin et ha-kotel min ha-mazchila shel chaver ha-ba'amot, kedei shehei makom lebal ha-mazchila liskov sulam ul-taken mazchila shelo. It says it out. He has the right, kedei shehei, he has the right, to the neighbor of the Baal ha-mazchila has to distance for ha-mot, his wall, so that the Baal HaMatzchila can put his sulam there, the Taken HaMatzchila to fix it. Huil v'hichzikba, exactly is the language of the Rambam. So it sounds like, and especially because the Beit Yosef seems to be happy with the explanation of the Magid Mishnah of Rambam in source number 23, so it sounds like the Shulchan Aruch is very comfortable, the Beit Yosef is very comfortable saying, La Halacha, we're going with Rambam, the Pshat of the Rambam, and we're going with this idea that, that you get the Chazaka on the Matzchila, everything else comes with it, like the Magid Mishnah. You're good to go. The Ramah doesn't go with this. He quotes as a Yesh Omrim, Leinyan shim kanami menu makom kedei lalot lemazchilato tzrich lahaniach lo makom arba amot shiur zekifat sulam. And he, the note here is the tur b'shem the ri Beit Yosef b'shem Harash, but the tur b'shem hari. This is the Tosfot's idea that really this is not talking about this at all. That he would disagree with Rambam. Rambam would say that you get the mazchila and automatically get the rights to put the sulam up to maintenance of it. And the Ramah here is quoting the Tosfot is saying that's not what's happening here at all. The only reason that I can put up, the Bala Mazchila can put up his sulam in his neighbor's yard, is because that he bought the rights to it because he felt it was really necessary, it was important. He bought the rights to it. And the whole Mishnah was only telling us that if you buy rights to put your sulam to help your Mazchila, the shear is for Amot. And so the Ramah is going with Tosfot and saying, not like Rambam at all. This is just all this Mishnah was trying to tell us was that if you kanami menu makom k'delul mazchilato, that makom is for amot. That's the shir. That's what the Mishnah is trying to tell us. Just as a final word on the matter, source number 25, the Aruch HaShulchan, marginat kotel mina mazchila shel chaver arba amot k'dei she makom lebala mazchila liskov sulam l'taken mazchila shelo kevan shichzik ba. This is what the Shulchan Aruch had said, that I can force him because he was machzik in it. Again, this is like very expansive idea of what Rambam was saying. If you get the mazchila, mazchila doesn't mean mazchila. Mazchila means everything mashet sarichla, everything that's part of it. And maintenance would be part of it, and so you get the rights to do all of that, which would include also putting your ladder up. V'yeshomrim, dein chazaka lezeh, afim hichzik b'mazchila. And they would say, no, there's nothing to do with that. You can be machzik, you can have a chazaka on the mazchila, but that's not going to help you with your sulam. It's not expansive. It doesn't, you get the mazchila, you get everything else too. No. But going with the re, shiur zen, emar b'gemara li'inyan, shim kanami menu makom lalot lo mazchila to, v'lo pirshu shiur ha-makom tzorich la'aniach lo makom dalat amot kedei lalot lo mazchila to. All the Mishnah is trying to tell us is that if I stam, but I have a mazchila, and now I say, excuse me, I would like to buy your part of your property so I can put my sulam up, and they never agree to it, they never state a specific amount. Okay, so now we can look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah will tell us, oh, how much? Oh, dalat amot. That's what zekifat sulam is for fixing a mazchila. That's all that's required, and so that's what it is, but it has nothing to do with the shiur of the mazchila. Nothing to do with the chazak and the mazchilak sending anything else. Going with Tosfot, shiur shiur shel zekifat sulam. It's just what it is. V'chen be'achim shechalku v'alu b'damim mipnei mazchilato tzorich le'aniach lo makom zekifat sulam. And he's saying, like the Ramban had said, that if you had groups of people the brothers that decided, okay, we're going to split it up, so they have to make sure that they give rights to the ba'al mazchila. Makom l'skivat ha-sulam. Tekevan shalu b'damim, mistama haya datam gam l'skivat ha-sulam. Because they're agreeing and they're paying, they're dividing up the property and paying for every portion of it, presumably included within that, because I guess there was a transfer of money here. So we say, okay, so that was like what the Ri had said. So he bought the rights to it, so the rights are for Amot. And that's all the Shulchan Aruch, that's all the Mishnah was trying to tell us. So the bottom line, according to the way the Shulchan Aruch is understanding the Mishnah, back in source number one, the Mishnah, the two ways to understand, etakotal mina mazchila dalad amo kadesh hezo kefetas sulam. So there are two ways to really understand that, according to the Rambam and others, which is a more expansive view. That basically what it's saying is that since you have the mazchila, you need to get dalad. You automatically get dalad amo shezo kefetas sulam because zokefetas sulam is part and parcel of the idea of acquiring a mazchila. If you have a mazchila, part of a mazchila comes with it, zokefet asulam. But if you, that's the way Rambam is understanding it. But the way, and that's the way the Shulchan Aruch seems to be going with the Magid Mishnah. If you go with the Ramah, it's saying nothing of that sort. All it's just telling us is that if you want to purchase land for your sulam, for your mazchila, the shir is going to be dalat amot, and that's what the shir is. It's sort of like, this reminds me of back earlier when you talked about the shear of the Kotel Bor for Mekach Umemkar, say like that, that you could say the same thing. It's like, yeah, this shear is just here to tell me how much a stam land for Zukhafet HaSulam is, it's for Amot. And that's what it is. Nothing to do with any chazakas. In order for me to get this, it's not a function of Mazchila. In order for me to get this property, I have to, and to be able to Zukhafet HaSulam, I have to actually go and purchase it. It doesn't just come automatically to me, which is against, not how Rambam had understood it. Rambam had understood that it really is, Mazchila is a larger concept that is probably unique to Mazchila, because it has various different factors. The Mazchila, the water coming and fixing the Mazchila, that maybe you couldn't necessarily expand what Rambam is saying to any other feature, but it's something unique to Mazchila, and the law is related to Mazchila and the chazaka of Mazchila. 4 minutes. Any thoughts or questions on any of that? So the other way to read the Yad Ramah was I'll sum it up because I spent a lot of time trying to understand what Idan was saying. So
to be clear, I think
the way you read it is correct. I'm just curious what the other option is.
The other option is that it's not talking about having it's in 4 minutes or less. The idea of you can correct me if I'm wrong, but the idea is that. The way I'm understanding the Yad Ramah, maybe this didn't come out clearly in what I said. The way I was understanding the Yad Ramah is that I don't need to have necessarily, or the Bala Mazchila doesn't need to necessarily have demonstrated regular active use of the ladder in order for this to happen. He doesn't need to have demonstrated that. He just needs to have rights lemeal, meaning he has to have rights to, and he's demonstrated ability to, and has the rights to walk in and out in that region. The other way to understand it, which comes down to maybe it's as simple as a machloket and understanding simple Aramaic, is lemeal lahatam to mean that he's demonstrating walking, or lemeal lahatam is that he's demonstrated going up and up, ascending the ladder, going up and down, and he's not. It's not just that he has a chazaka on having been in this area, but his chazakah is specifically on hishtamshut of the ladder for a specific purpose. And if he needs to have a chazakah on having used the ladder, and that's what gives him, he has to have a chazakah on the maschila, and a chazakah on having used the ladder, and that's what, that is that.
In other words, if you bargain between this karka olam, it doesn't let you to go up and down the ladder to fix your maschila. You had to use this karka olam kind of tashmish, that you use this karka olam in order already to the takdim here to fix your maschila, and then all the four amot from the maschila all the way backwards in this what used to be karka olam would be for your right to go up and down the ladder again, because it's already a takdim, and I said in English that
precedent.
Thank you. That this already happened, and you have also this. I used it. I have no other way to do that than what I did.
Right.
And kind of this.
Right, so I think, and this is something that we discussed a lot. I don't know how. I mean, I think there are differences between what I said and what you're saying. But as far as what I don't know that it's, I don't know if the differences are as meaningful as we make it out to be. Meaning, there is something to say about a chezkat tashmish or not. What does a chezkat tashmish look like? But I don't know that you have to say that that's a very fundamental difference. I still think the Yad Ramah, even so, the Yad Ramah is still going in the world of Rambam and still going with an more expansive understanding of what you get with the Chazak and the Mazchila. The question is, you have to have a plus one, right? You have to have, it's Chazak and the Mazchila isn't enough, according to the Yad Ramah. You have to have something else. The question is what something else is. But as far as the Yad Ramah requiring something else, I think everyone agrees that you require something else. Right. Right. That I think is the bigger nafkamina between this is if this is something about chezkat tashmish, then you could expand what the Yad Ramah is saying to any time you have a chazaka on tashmish. Whereas Rambam and what I'm understanding is that it's something unique to a mazchila because of the various factors of how a mazchila works and what it does and where it is and the water flowing, etc. But yeah, okay. Thank you everyone for coming and for learning. Next week, God willing, specifically on the topic of Giri Delay. what is Giri Dilei, circumstances of Giri Dilei, etc.